With Ned and Conseil, I went to sit on the platform. The coast to the east looked like a slightly blurred mass in a damp fog. Leaning against the sides of the skiff, we were chatting of one thing and another, when Ned Land stretched his hand toward a point in the water, saying to me, "See anything out there, Professor?" "No, Ned," I replied. "But you know I don't have your eyes." "Take a good look," Ned went on. "There ahead to starboard, almost level with the beacon. Don't you see a mass that seems to be moving around?"
"Right," I said, observing carefully. "I can make out something like a long blackish object on the surface of the water."
"A second Nautilus?" Conseil said.
"No," the Canadian replied. "Unless I'm badly mistaken, that's some marine animal."
"Are there whales in the Red Sea?" Conseil asked.
"Yes, my boy," I replied. "They're sometimes found here."
"That's no whale," continued Ned Land, whose eyes never strayed from the object they had sighted. "We're old chums, whales and I couldn't mistake their little ways."
"Let's wait and see," Conseil said. "The Nautilus is heading that direction, and we'll soon know what we're in for."
In fact, that blackish object was soon only a mile away from us. It looked like a huge reef stranded in mid-ocean. What was it? I still couldn't make up my mind.
"Oh, it's moving off! It's diving!" Ned exclaimed.
"Damnation! What can that animal be? It doesn't have a forked tail like baleen whales or sperm whales, and its fins look like sawed-off limbs."
"But in that case," I put.
"Good Lord," the Canadian went on, "it's rolled over on its back, and it's raising its breasts in the air."
"It's a siren," Conseil exclaimed. "With all due respect to matter, it's an actual mermaid."